to Radio Changing the Way You Listen to the World. It is the first Thursday in August. This is Tune In with Erica. Let's do this. Hey, hey, hello. Good morning to you. How are you? Happy August. It doesn't seem quite appropriate to say white rabbits because it's not the first of the month, but you know what I mean. Maybe that counts if it's the first show on the radio. A very good morning to you. It is the 4th of August, as I said. May the 4th be with you. And good morning to you if you're stateside. Good afternoon to you if you're here in the UK with me. So it's going to be a busy show today because being the first show of August, I have my August starscopes to take you through. And there's quite a lot to talk about because we're also coming up on Lionsgate as well. So I'll talk you through that. I'm also going to be doing readings in the Facebook chat room. I can see a couple of you in there already asking for the readings. So I will get in there as the show progresses and do them for you. If you want to come into the chat room and you're new to 1-2 Radio, first of all, welcome. Lovely to have you here. Go to 1-2radio.com. That's the website, the number 12, radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side and you will see that there is an option to chat. Come on in into the Facebook chat room. If you're already in Facebook, then just come on over to Facebook, put in 1-2 Radio and it'll take you to the group. I know that already I have seen in there, who do we have in here? Good morning to Jennifer Hart, who's here in the UK, just down the road. Good morning to Chrissy Smith, who's in Bristol. Lovely to have you along. Good morning to Sharon, just Sharon. Good morning to Lauren Kasdan-Fulter and Maureen White-Varner. Those are just some of the people who've come into the chat room. I know it's going to get busier and busier, so I will do you a reading as I go along. I've got to say also good morning to Erin, who I know listens to this show, but can't always join me or get in the chat room. So I have a new, I can see Jennifer putting a comment in it as well. I'll come and have a look. I have a new deck to do readings with. I have replaced my Angel Wisdom Tarot with a new Angel Wisdom Tarot because my other one was so moth-eaten. I'd used it so much. It was beginning to stick. And you don't want cards that stick because you don't entirely get accurate readings. So I've used that to do my starscopes along with the dragon deck. So if you particularly want a dragon card reading or you want the tarot reading, let me know if you're in the Facebook chat room and I will be happy to oblige. I'm just going to do a quick refresh of the page to see if anybody else is in there. Think I'm okay. Jennifer says, hello, Eric. Dear Eric, I'm here ready and waiting. No problem at all. I will be doing some readings when I get in there. And Maureen White-Varner's put me up a beautiful picture of roses, a rose tree, beautifully curated. I don't know what the proper word is for that. And Laura says, good morning. Good morning to Kat Garner. Good morning to Shirin Jashirin. There are more and more comments coming in. I will let them just settle in and then I'll come in and do some readings. Right, let me just get through these starscopes first of all. And as you know, my starscopes are an alchemy of astrological signs and tarot insight and usually angelic or some elemental guidance. And this month, I've used my wisdom tarot with the fire and wisdom of the dragons, as I said, and it is a very powerful month. It's got Lionsgate on the 8th. It's got a full moon in Aquarius on the 9th. And thank the Lord and Goddess, Mercury stations direct on the 10th or 11th, depending on what part of the world you live in. I'm not having a good trip, this Mercury retrograde. So what is Lionsgate? If you're not a Lionsgate person, well, it actually has been available. The energy has been available since late July, but it reaches its peak on the 8th of the 8th. The Lionsgate portal. And it's the moment when the sun in Leo is in alignment with the star Sirius, Orion's belt and Earth. And this happens when Sirius, the word is, rises or becomes visible again due to the sun's yearly passing of the star. And it's the brightest star in the sky and it's astrologically considered to be a spiritual sun. And it was an extremely important star for the ancient Egyptians who referred to it as the goddess. I'm going to say Sopdet or Sopdet. I'm not entirely certain, I don't speak Egyptian. S-O-P-D-E-T. And they used the annual rising of the star to note that the Nile was going to begin its annual flood, which of course fed the land, it brought harvest, it brought fertility. So in astrology, Sirius is thought to bring wealth, abundance, fortune, fame. And as such, our alignment with this body means it's an excellent time for manifestation. And who doesn't like manifestation? So the breadth of Lionsgate portal is considered spiritually significant, but the peak of it, as I said, falls on the 8th of August for a few reasons. I mean, for a start off, the numerology 8-8, the number of infinity, if you tip it on its side, is considered to be a very powerful number for manifesting. One of the most powerful combinations. Additionally, this date sees the sun at the halfway point of Leo, a season associated with boldness and confidence. In tarot, it has the sun linked to it, which is the ruler of the sign Leo. So again, all these reasons why this is a powerful time of year, whatever reason you would like to pick. And aside from the vernal equinox, it's regarded as one of the most powerful moments for manifestation in the whole calendar. So how could you use it? Well, it can take manifestation, as you know, can take many forms, but here are some ideas. I'm sure you'll come up with a few of your own. You can focus on aligning with positive energy within yourself and then heighten your awareness further to focus on the presence of the moon and the stars and the planets. You can then speak your manifestations aloud or silently to yourself, or write them on a piece of paper, focusing on the words and exactly what you're creating with your words. I would recommend writing physically with your hand rather than typing on a device, because there is a connection between the amygdala in your brain and your hand and the writing. It is more powerful than typing it onto a device. You can continue to write or say your manifestations all the way through 8-8, which is on, I think it's Wednesday, where are we now? In 4 days, you figure it out. And then just let the whole lot go. That's the key to manifestation. You've done the work, you've set the intention, you've done everything you can. Just let it go. Because if you don't, when we manifest and you keep going back to it, what happens is I love the analogy, it's like planting a seed in the earth and putting the soil over and watering it. And then you keep digging the soil up to see if the seed is sprouting. It doesn't work that way. You're actually going to disturb the seed and make things worse, or worst case scenario, kill it off altogether. So just put the work in, manifest, and then let it go. And if you like to use crystals, well, yellow crystals are ideal. Citrine, amber. You can use botanicals and herbs as well if you like to do that. And the most powerful one is citrine, because in particular, it's used to channel wealth and good luck. And the other M to go with manifestation, very important, meditation, is very good for harnessing the power of the portal and attuning yourself to its vibration to make sure that you really do want what it is you're asking for. Okay, so that's Lionsgate. The angel for August is Hamaliel, Hamaliel, angel of logic, working with the forces of the earth we stand on to keep ourselves very grounded and focused. We need lots of that at the moment. Hamaliel helps us to engage and work with accuracy when you need clear thinking. Again, clarity might be very useful. You could ask Hamaliel before you do your manifestation, make sure what you want and what you need are the same thing. They are not necessarily always, as don't we learn that lesson as we go through life. So that's the angel to work with. That's the overview of the month. I'm going to start with the starscopes with Leo, and you have the dragon Peace as your guide this month, and it's very fast moving and fiery this month, and at times it may seem as if too much is going on or life is uncertain. And much as Leo loves to be center stage, they also like to know something about the plot and what part they're playing. So don't be surprised if you feel challenged or all at sea. The key to traversing this month successfully is to view everything with kindness and compassion, and there's huge strength in staying still and calm. All the best actors know that stillness works. Don't overdo it. Virgo, you have the dragon of courage as your guide, and she's there to help when we need to be strong. For example, when we're facing life changes or losses, make sure you don't give out more than you have to give, and by all means, love and support others. But it serves nobody if you are running on empty. So choose and manage your time and resources wisely. And sometimes the best course of action is to allow change just to flow through. Libra. Oh, lucky Libra. You're going to like this more in white, Varna. You have the dragons of magic and manifestation as your mentors. They are powerful allies to help you turn your dreams into reality. Certainly, you will have to apply yourself and put the work in to turn the physical into the material. Enthusiasm and your creative Libran flair will keep that spark of inspiration alive. So draw on your deep inner wisdom, use the best of traditional methods blended with new ideas to see which is the best for you. Scorpio, you have a powerful and deep dragon at your side, your soul guardian dragon, who holds the wisdom of all your incarnations. So now is the time for you to integrate your past, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Feel it, love it, integrate it, forgive it. Life is never black and white. Balance is the key to a happy and fulfilled life. Some work, some play. Sagittarius. Well, a very apt dragon for you, Sagittarius. You have the dragon of freedom, who says, let go and trust the process of life and the universe. Plant those seeds of intention, leave the past behind. Dive deep into your intuitive wisdom and trust the guidance your heart receives. And then you can venture out into the world with all its craziness and stay grounded and focused as you work towards your goals. Capricorn, you have the dragon of balance with you throughout August. Life is about achieving a personal equilibrium and seeing things for what they are. Nothing is forever, nothing is static. Being alive is the art of allowing and making the best of what is there. Circles close, new cycles begin. Every day is a new cycle. Begin with meditation to draw on the wise counsel of whichever spiritual team you like to call upon. Aquarius, you have the dragon Grace with you to remind you that you are so much more than you can possibly imagine. Your very existence in this world makes a different place. You matter. You are matter. If you suddenly have bright ideas, write them down. They may not be perfect and require refinement, but they are the start of something valuable. Take time, quietly mull things over before taking action and draw up some plans. Pisces, dive deep, Pisces. You have the Avebury matriarch dragon with you on this month's quest to delve into your ancestral past, particularly the female line, to heal and release any chains that bind you. And this is the time for self-nurture and birthing a new self-belief. Acknowledge the wounds and know that their time is done. Now you can heal and let the light of happiness in. You are your own magician, and there is no need to let worry control you anymore. Aries, you also have the dragon Grace to accompany you this month. Push the boundaries of your self-imposed limits. If you don't try, you will never know. There is no such thing as failure, only wisdom accumulated from experience. So trust your intuition. If something is nudging you in a different direction, or you feel that someone is not revealing the full story, pay attention. Step by step, you will find yourself gaining clarity and mentally moving forward. Taurus, courage is the perfect dragon to accompany Taurus the bull. Courage comes in many forms, and it's often emotional in nature. It can be the courage to admit we're vulnerable and need to ask for help or need to speak up for what we need. Your depth of character is your ally. Your ability and tenacity are your anchors. So have faith that the future is bright and abundance is infinite. If something's not turning out how you hoped, then trust that something better will replace it and allow feelings to arise and just float and pass by. Gemini, Auberon is the earthy red dragon to call on this month. His message is to get out of your head and back into your body. So, if thoughts have you spinning, go for a walk or sit and meditate. Use your breath to ground yourself. He reminds you that having your head in the clouds will not give you the answers you seek. If you feel that life is not flowing how you'd like, it's just a perception. Life is often a mental illusion. Gemini should know that. Change your perspective and the reality changes to match. Allow sparks of intuition to fire you up. Cancerians, Syngold is the dragon of gratitude and is here to remind you to review your life daily and find things to be grateful for. Forgiveness and gratitude are the most powerful forces in the universe alongside love. Life is a constant cycle of beginnings and endings. Trying to hang on to the status quo can be like a ball and chain around your foot. Thoughts leave you afraid to take action. The antidote is forgiveness, acceptance that everything happens for a reason, and look to see if there is a hidden blessing. It may take time for them to become apparent, but you know what? They are usually there. Okay, those are your starscapes. If you want to find them again, you will find them on my website, angelhandsheal.com, along with all that information about Lionsgate and the angel. You'll also find them on the front page of One to Listen, along with the scopes from my colleagues. And in fact, I'm just going to go over there and take a look before I dip into the chat room anymore for some readings. So if you go to the front page of One to Listen, you have empowerment scopes, which are done daily. I'm just looking at the thing. No, weekly. Sorry, I can't read my own legend. You also have angel scopes, heart scopes, and my star scopes, which are done monthly. And not forgetting, there is an absolutely free, gratis gratitude board on the front page of One to Listen. So if you do want to manifest, what a wonderful gift that is. Go and put your manifestation wishes on the front page of One to Listen. You've got all those powerful advisors, the most powerful psychic advisors in the world on there. I think it's about 50 of us, and we do empower it. So go and put it on there as if it's already happened, and let us help to do the work. So there we go. I'm about halfway through this show, in fact a little over halfway, so I'm going to get back into the chat room, turn everything the right way up, and see who would like a reading. Bear with me while I play the Facebook jaunts and just do-si-do it the right way up. So good morning to Laura Kasdan-Fulton, to Maureen White-Varner, to Jennifer Hart, to Kat Garner, Shirin Just Shirin, Jean McIntosh. Quelly, good morning to you as well. Let me go back up to the top and get these readings done. So Laura would like a message. I'm reaching for the tarot for this, Laura, for you, Laura Kasdan-Fulton. So, what message, dear angels, can we give to Laura Kasdan-Fulton with my brand new deck that now doesn't stick, therefore a card has flown straight out? Beautiful card. Ooh, fire card. It's the Queen of Fire, and she has a little black cat sitting on her lap. Looks exactly like my little cat, Magic, who's asleep at the side of me. This tells you she's her throne, this queen, is made of a dragon. She's got dragon's heads around her as well. This is an incredibly powerful card, Laura. So this tells you that you are brilliant, talented, independent. Watch with that combination that you don't get to be too controlling. Don't grip things too tightly. Again, I was saying about manifestation. The talent, the brilliance, the independence is the manifestation, but then let it go. Don't try and control it. But do believe there's nothing you can't do. Believe in yourself. Never underestimate yourself, Laura. You are a powerful being. I hope that helps you through August. Good morning to Maureen White-Varner. Okay, you would like a message. You say July was a hailstorm. You're praying for prosperity and peace. Well, you heard that the starscope is a good one for Librans, and I know that you are a Libra, so let's see. Maureen White-Varner, I'm going to clear the deck. What card is coming out? You have a plethora of cards. I think that's me dropping the deck. Let's try that again. So what card will come out for Maureen White-Varner? I'm just going to take my heart's... focus into the card, because that's how you do it. Maybe they are telling me I had the right cards in the first place when I dropped the deck. So what card? There we go. Okay. Again, they've given me several cards. They obviously want to say a lot to you, Maureen. So you were talking to me about prosperity and peace, and I know finances are also sometimes that worry you. I have the Five of Coins. Now, this is usually when we feel a sense of lack, when we feel that we've been excluded from some area of life. But I have it with the most beautiful fire card, the Four, which is saying you have so much to celebrate. So in other words, what they're saying here is, so we can choose where we put our focus. Can you focus on the celebration or on what you haven't got? Just be careful you don't do the what I haven't got. Because as I said earlier with the manifestation, words are incredibly powerful. So intend what it is that you want. And if it's peace and prosperity, then do that. Again, they reinforce this message. The third card, I have a Page of Air, Page of Swords, which is always about communication. Now, this young lad is sitting there with a beautiful sword. It was Excalibur, actually, that he pulled from the rock, the Arthurian legend. And this is about logic and perspective. Now, we have the angel Hamaliel, angel of logic, working with us this month as well. This is about receiving information, very useful information. Sometimes it comes delivered without tact and we're a bit affronted, but don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Look at the information. How could it be useful, even if the way that you came to it was a challenge? So again, it's saying this message of think very carefully about words and how we put things. And this young lad there, he's got the sword, the words, but he's surrounded by butterflies, which is the abundance. So again, focus, focus, focus. Be careful where you have a magic wand, Maureen. Be careful where you point it, is what I would say. Good morning to Jennifer Hart down the road. Gosh, I'm going to run out of time. Must read faster, must read faster. Good morning, Jennifer. A card for you. So what message do the angels from this deck have for Jennifer? That's the card out. Oh my goodness, you're going to particularly like this one, Jennifer. I know you like your light. I have the Sun. It comes with Apollo, and riding in the back is the young knight who's part of the Victory card. It's a time of great joy. It's a time of success. It's a time of epiphanies, ideas, and it's powered by gratitude. So again, manifestation, 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 power it with gratitude. Good morning to Kat Garner. You would like a card too. Just about going to make this a card for Kat Garner. There we go. Again, power cards this morning. Good morning to Kat. You have the Queen of Earth. She is so powerful. Queen of Coins, if you like traditional chat. She's generous. She's practical, she's gracious, but she can manifest, particularly if it's to do with family and home. She's incredibly practical, but she's also a very, very powerful manifester. So you have that on your side. Shirin just Shirin, wondering when a return to work is possible. Whoa, gosh, that was quick. Came flying out. You have the Moon. So this is about your intuition. It's inner knowing. It's also a card about unnecessary worry. So I would say to you, use the power of the Moon. We've got a full moon coming up. But don't worry about when the return to work would be best. When you've got the Moon, you will know when it is time. I've just seen that Maureen wanted a dragon card. I'm going to fall off air in a minute. I'm going to hit the buffers, but let's quickly do a dragon card if I can. Happy Giant Lion's Gate to you. Have the Balance card. You have a balanced dragon, Maureen. And again, you wanted peace and prosperity. So the dragons are saying the same thing. Jennifer likes that card as well. You like your Capricorn. Have I done a reading for everybody? Because I know I'm in the last minute. I haven't done one for, did I do one for Jean? Let me just very quickly do one for Jean in case I didn't, because I'm in the last minute of this show. There we go. Jean, I'd love to be you. You have the wish card. The Eight of Water. So again, manifestation, make a wish, empower it with love and make it count. Okay, I am now officially in the last minute. I am right out of time. Mark Husson is on the way next. And I particularly like what he said about Mars in Virgo going away and how vacuum cleaners are no longer a weapon of power. I will be back at the same time next week. I hope you will be empowered. Enjoy your manifestation. Lots of love. Take care. And bye-bye for now.